This is 92.1 WGHN. It's time for another installment of The Wine Guy here on Grand Haven's Favorites. Every Friday, we're joined by Jeff Crutchmeyer. He is the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W. And in the recent weeks, we've been talking about, we talked about wines. We've talked about beer. We got into the bourbon last week. Had a good time with that. And this week, we're back to wine, but we're into a different kind of wine. This is the trend in non-alcoholic wine. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, basically, these are a trend right now of people wanting to be a little healthier.
Okay.
They want some that are, you know, don't have as much sugar in them, don't have the gluten. They're either don't have the alcohol. They're either de-alcohol or they are alcohol reduced, mm-hmm. which there is a difference in between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought a little bit of a variety of all three. And we will be indulging in some of these here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got cheese, some fruit, and some salami and stuff in here
yeah.
that we're going to pair up with it.
Well, it's always about the pairing because that's kind of what sets a show apart is because it's one thing to talk about what you're going to drink, but it's another thing about what you're eating with it because that brings out the flavor of the food and brings out the flavor of the wine.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
If you are ready to go, I'm ready to go. And what is the first wine on tap today?
The first one that we have is Latutis. Is a de-alcohol wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, de-alcohol wine basically means that the wine was made up to full alcohol, just like a regular wine would have been made.
Mm.
And then they actually extract and taken out the alcohol.
How do they do that?
They do have gizmos that does take out the alcohol.
Uh-huh.
There's two extra step processes that they do.
Mm.
And we could get into that, but that would be like a little bit more technical
sure. but
than most would like, but yes.
I understand. But they so this is made full-term wine. This
full-term
is a regular wine, but they've just taken the alcohol out of it.
That is correct.
Okay.
So, and this is the first one here is a Chardonnay.
Okay, Chardonnay.
And now, what I have learned over the years is that de-alcohol, when they take out the alcohol, the non-alcohol wines, is that the whites tend to stay a little bit closer to the original full-blown white wines.
Mm-hmm.
They originally taste just like a really good wine, just without the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Reds, I have noticed, have a tendency to not follow the same suit. They tend to like lack something, and there's something in there, and I feel that when they take the alcohol out, they're missing something. Maybe it's just my palate in particular, because I have a very sensitive palate,
mm-hmm.
but that's always what I have gotten over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and taste that one there, and you tell me, does that taste like a regular wine?
All right, here we go. This is yeah? Chardonnay, and what's the name of it again?
It's Latutis.
Latutis.
Yeah?
Latutis. Okay, here we go.
Now, the Latutis here is actually from South Africa.
Oh.
So it's a South African wine.
Well, it does taste like wine, but it does not have there's no bite. I mean, it's crisp. It's smooth. It's very mm-hmm. smooth. It's very spring. It's very light. This is something you drink outside, you know, summertime at a party or something. But it doesn't have the little thing at the end that lets you know it's wine.
But here's the thing now.
Yeah.
This is what I always try to figure out. Is it because of the fact that we have had regular wine, so we kind of know what that you're missing, yeah. what to expect? You know, think of it as if you have never had wine.
Oh,
before,
if you've never had wine, no, you wouldn't know.
Then
I don't,
yeah.
think, you don't really think so.
Now, if you've never had wine and you wouldn't know and you taste this, would this be a good wine?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or would this be something you'd say, just not my style?
Yeah.
See, and that's the problem that I always have when I'm judging these and I'm taking these to to my stores then to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that a customer who's already had wine and are they going to accept this? Or is my consumer going to be somebody who never had wine?
Yeah.
And it's going to drink this.
Mm-hmm.
So now again, you just had that with that.
Mm-hmm.
You liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Now go ahead and try with either the fruit mix here that we've gotten from the D&W Fresh Cut.
Yep.
I think they cut these all day. You got to give a good shout out to Marie and Karen in the back there who chopped these up all day
mm-hmm.
and put these together. We got a little bit of kiwi in there, some strawberries, some pineapples, some blueberries.
Blueberry, yeah. My old stomping grounds, the produce department. Back in the day, that's where I was. All right, here we go.
All right.
Taking a bite here.
Get it there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll take a little sip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the alcohol, because it doesn't have any alcohol in it, it's not really going to cut through like some of the meats and stuff.
No, but it does make a difference.
Yeah.
It does. It just makes it more full. It's like, yep, it, like a bloom, like boom, like it, when it hits the fruit, boom. So there's definitely a difference between drinking this without anything and drinking this with having a little strawberry or something with it. So,
right.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you just had that with the fruit. So when you go ahead and finish that one there, why don't you grab like some of the meat and see how a non-alcohol wine is up. You're still going to get a little bit of that fattiness.
Yeah.
You know, the meat. So, with.
Mmm. It, wow. Not peppery. Well, I mean, it is peppery, but not the meat itself is peppery. But when you bite into the meat and this stuff hits it, I use the word bloom, but you just feel like the flavor just come right off of it. And I mean that in a good way. I mean, it just pops. It pops in your mouth. So, but not an overwhelming thing like that. No, it's quite good.
Yeah.
I can do this all day. Okay.
Now we're going to go to an alcohol remove. And this is free.
Mm-hmm.
And free, we have all the free varietals there at D&W. And so free is out of, I do want to say this one here is California for sure. I want just to double check it here. And yes, it is a California wine.
And free is F-R-E is how they spell the wine.
Yeah.
You have to pay for the wine.
They left out. When they took the alcohol and they removed it, they also removed the extra E.
Yes, they took that out there, too. Now, when you smell these varietals, mm-hmm, I mean, they still smell. I mean, it smells like wine.
Yep.
It's, you know, not as, it doesn't have that thing that goes up your nose to let you know there's alcohol in
ethanol.
It. But ethanol.
Yep.
Oh, like they put in cars. Oh, yep. This is exciting. But no, you can definitely smell what it is. And this is a little stronger than that.
Yep. So. And this is the Merlot. So, mm-hmm, which is going to be that fruitier, you know, style.
Mm-hmm.
So Merlots are known to be kind of big berry, mm-hmm, big fruit. And that there, when you taste it, now see if that's more like a, you know, just a juice, or is that more like a wine?
Mm-hmm. It's more like a wine. And I can see where if you'd never had wine before, you'd go, oh, that's just wine. Because obviously, I mean, if it's a juice, it's going to be sweeter or something like
right.
that. Because you associate that with that. But no, this is nice. I mean, I could have this on a hot summer day. You're out mowing the lawn or whatnot.
And that's usually a good time for like a lot of these, mm-hmm, you know, because you don't want to get into it. When you get the alcohol in the hot sun,
mm-hmm,
you know, that kind of really wears you down,
mm-hmm,
and kind of takes an effect on you. That's kind of like a really good time to have these,
okay,
especially on picnics.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah.
So now right. Go ahead and pair them up with some of your fruit. There you go.
A little blueberry right here. A little blueberry, yeah. Because we're in blueberry country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I remember picking the old blueberries here, the young kid.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's funny because this doesn't blueberry, but when it hits the blueberry, it just makes it feel like a big blueberry in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing's blueberry.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Very sciencey. But yeah. No, that was quite good.
I'll go ahead and hit those up with some of the cheese.
A little cheese here.
There. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have a little cheese. What kind of cheese do we have here, by the way?
That cheese there, I do believe, is a. It's a provolone.
Provolone.
Like that.
Oh. Smooth. And when it hits the cheese, it's funny because provolone itself, I know I'm getting these words wrong. It's not a zippy cheese. There's not a lot of zip on the cheese. But when the wine hits the cheese, it does give it kind of a little zip to it.
Right.
It's a zippy cheese.
It's a zippy cheese.
So there you go. From people come in and say, hey, I want some of that zippy cheese the guy on the radio was talking about. Hmm.
Now we're going to have the other one. This is another of the lettuce here. And this one here is the red. So you can compare this to the free, which is the alcohol remove.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here is a de-alcohol.
Okay, de-alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. It smells a little stronger than the other one, yeah?
Yeah, with de-alcohol, like I said, there's just a couple of steps that they do. Alcohol remove, there is one big, huge process that they do to take that out.
Mm-hmm. And they can get it all out.
It no, it doesn't come 100% completely.
Okay.
No. Right. It's actually, it has to be under a point, 0.5% AVB.
Mm-hmm. If you had never had wine, you would think this is wine.
Yep.
Yep. Because it's got that thing at the end. I know I'm saying the word tannins, but I know that's not right. It is. I was right. I was
right.
Right. You feel it on your tongue. It makes your tongue go like that. Yes, makes your tongue buds go stand up like that. But you this kinda, is very winey.
Yeah. And you feel like it's kind of left a little something in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have like that's what the skins and stuff, the contact with the skin leaves a little bit of what I like to call the inside residue in there. That's what kind of coats your mouth and gives you those flavors.
Yeah.
There
All right,
you
here
go.
We go. A pineapple from the D&W Produce Department there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the girls there in the back, when they're cutting up all of these fruits, I get all the big outside rinds from the pineapples and the watermelons and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I get to bring these home for my chickens.
Oh, wow. You have chickens?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're a regular Renaissance man.
At the price, I have to.
Yeah. Well, this was very, very good. I really liked this because it takes the pineapple, just makes it more full, and it's like you've got... You started with something small, and then it's like a big like fruit salad, big fruit burst in your mouth. It's quite, quite good. Quite good.
Oh, yeah. Now grab some of the meat or the cheese and stuff, because they will go ahead and break it.
Grabbing some provolone here. A little bit of it. That's good. brings more of a fullness to the cheese.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. So when you're training to do this stuff, I mean, is a lot of your training walking around drinking wine, eating things, and talking to people about it? And
that is correct.
That's the training.
Part of that, and that's the training, and that is the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is the reason why I chose this profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because, number one, I love talking to people, which I always tell people when you're into D&W, stop in and talk to me. You know, I love to talk to you and, you know, share my knowledge and help you find the best wine for you. And then also, you know, that I love wine and food pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I keep saying, it's the marriage made at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it. Most and 95% of the people are going to tell you just about the wine. They know about the wine, but they don't know about the wine and food pairing that goes with it, which is what we normally do it with.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go here to the Fitvine Cabernet, and this is the California one. Now, this actually has alcohol in it.
Okay.
This one here, though, is zero sugar, which sugar is what makes the big alcohol content on there. And then it's gluten-free.
Mm.
So for those people that don't want the gluten in there.
There you go. All right. A little hit of that thing. It's a lovely shade of red. All right.
Yeah.
So this does have a little alcohol in it.
This does have. This is 13.5. This has got a lot of alcohol.
Oh, it's got a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. No, yeah. This is typical of California.
Okay.
California is basically known for the big 13, 14, and even up to 16% alcohol. Now, at 16.1, that's considered alcohol, a spirit.
Yeah.
Under that, they can still be considered wine.
Okay. Here we go.
Now, off the nose when you got that.
Well, the nose, I mean, it smelled like a traditional wine, but it wasn't overpowering. And then when you drink this, it's stronger than what we had here, obviously.
Yes.
But it's not like, bam, you know, it's not going to knock you out or anything like
that.
What
did you see? What's the difference between that one and the last one, the Latutis that you had, that was the de-alcohol? Do you feel where you got that alcohol?
Well,
could you tell there was alcohol in there?
Oh, on this?
Yes,
yes, I could. Yes, I could. Because when I was coming in, I could smell it. I could feel it in my nasal cavity. I knew that there was something there.
Ah.
And the other ones, this did not have any sugar in it, correct?
That's correct.
You can tell. Because the other ones have a little, I mean, it's not like you're drinking grape juice.
Right.
But there's a little something there. This is just, it tastes like a very traditional wine. Very traditional wine with, you know, hardly with no sugar in it,
nice.
But it's still very palatable, still quite good. Yeah. And I'm going to pair it now, so we're going to see what it really tastes like. So there we go.
All right.
We'll go back and have another strawberry here. All right.
There you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you notice that this wine here was actually the only one that came with a cork in it today. And this is the one day that the sommelier forgot his wine cork opener.
Ooh.
But thank God Jesse the Boy Scout came through.
Well, I always have a pocket knife on me with a cork shirt. I've never used it, but today it came in handy. My wife will be so pleased she got it for me a long time ago.
And all the other three wines were screw caps.
Twist tap.
So
yeah, twist tap.
We're fortunate with that.
This, it brings out the flavor of the fruit, and it, the fruit gives it the sweetness that it's not having with the other way. So
right.
Take off.
It brought in the sugar that was missing from the wine right there.
Oh, that's quite good. I just had a little of the meat there with the wine. Oh, very peppery. Yeah. Whoa! It just went boom like
now
that.
Now it exploded.
Oh, wow. Hoo-wee! That was some good stuff. Oh, I can feel it in my nose. So that was a little of the salami and the wine there that
the
we
have. The Fit Vine?
Fit Vine, the red wine. So again, all of these wines are available at the Grand Haven D&W. And we're going to run our same promotion that we've been doing here on the show for the past couple of weeks. What we want you to do is, this is, the show will be posted a day before it airs. And then all you have to do is go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/921WGHN. See the post and you like the post. And what we will do is at the close of business on Friday, we will randomly choose one of the likes. And that person will get a fruit basket from the good folks out there at the Grand Haven D&W. It'll be left up for you there at the courtesy desk, and you can pick it up on Saturday or Sunday. And the reason we're doing that is because Jeff wants you to come out. We want you to see the selection. We want you to see what they've done with the wine department, first of all, because it's totally different than it used to be. And everything we talk about on the show is available. Now, some of the more high-end stuff, that's under lock and key, but you can get that for them, right?
That's correct.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper.
On that one there.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah.
All right.
And then also, D&W is running a really good special of up to 60% off on especially different wines that are on their online only. I will send you that link so you can link that up. And all you don't have to buy six bottles like you normally do to get the 10 or 20% off like we normally run. This actually, you just have to buy just one bottle to get up to 60% off.
Very cool.
On there.
Very
and
cool.
It runs up until April 19th. So you put the order in. It will curate. I will get the order. I will put it together. I will call you, have it up at the customer service desk. At that time, then you pay for it as you when you pick it up, but not before.
Not before. All right. He's Jeff Crutchmeyer. He's the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W, and he's the wine guy. And we talk to him every Friday afternoon right here around 4:20 on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.